Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are pressing on in the Psalms, and we're in the 8th Psalm. Really hadn't planned on spending, it's just the 4th episode, I think, of the 8th Psalm, something like that. But it's okay. It's great, because we've seen some phenomenal things. David's declaring how magnificent is the name of the Lord. And then David said, you know, I was considering the heavens. I'm looking at the heavens. I'm considering the work of your hands, the moon and the stars, the things that God's ordained. So that sort of hints to me that he's looking at night, correct? Thinking about things. And he asked the question, what is man that you take thought of him? And the son of man that you take care of him? Now, again, this psalm is written down. He's put it to a tune or music, given it to the choir master. So they're going to be performing this, using it as a vehicle of worship. And so all the people would learn of the things of God that had been revealed from God to David. Don't ever lose sight of that with these psalms, okay? Well, then he presses on verse 5. We'll pick it up there. And where shall I'll read from the King James today. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. So speaking of man, we talked about that in the previous episode. But then he says this in verse 6. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all the sheep and oxen, yea, and all the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. So that's the balance of the psalm. And so David is acknowledging that the Lord has made man to have dominion over the works of God's hands. The New American Standard translated it, you make him to rule over the works of your hands. The ESV says dominion over the works of your hands. Let me see what the Lexham says. You make him over the works of your hands. That's interesting. All things you have placed under his feet. Yeah, I mean, it literally says it like that. You make him over the works of your hands. And so that's a little awkward in the way that we normally speak English, but it's very precise. You make him, he's made to be over the works of your hand. Then David delineates some of these things. He says, over all sheep, over all oxen, and the beast of the field. So he's saying what? Domesticated beast of the field and wild beast of the field, that man was given dominion, made to rule over these beasts. But not only the beasts of the field, verse 8, the birds of the heavens. The birds of the heaven. So it's the beast of the field, all the beasts of the field, domesticated, wild, whatever they be. Man was given dominion to rule over them. You know, quite often we think that the beasts rule over us, but no, we are to rule over the beast, and we do have dominion. Now, I hasten to say, did man abdicate that? Yeah, man abdicated a lot of that in the Garden of Eden, but we still have it. Okay, we still have it. So, all the sheep and oxen and the beast of the field, the birds of the heavens, and the fish of the sea. So we're covering all of creation, beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens. Notice the plural of the heavens. And it's always a question, how many heavens are there? You know, most time we readily say, well, there's at least three. And that's because of what Paul said, that he knew a man, and he was referencing himself, that one time, and he said, whether in the body, out of the body, I'm not sure. He said, I don't know what happened. I don't know how this went down, but I was caught up to the third heaven. And he uses that phrase. And so if he's caught up to the third heaven, it tells me there's at least three heavens. And, you know, in the past, I've been very ready and forthright and say, okay, here's the three heavens, this. I'm less inclined to do so now because I'm learning some things. Yeah, I'm learning some more things. But there's at least three heavens. And there's birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea. Okay, the fish of the sea, we can handle that, you know. But then this little phrase, whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. New American Standard said, whatever passes through the paths of the sea. ESV, whatever passes along the paths of the sea. Let's see what the Lexham says. Everything that passes along the paths of the sea. Have we ever considered that the seas have paths? Now, what's a path? A path is a trail by which we as humans will walk along, you know, a way to get from one place to another, whatever it may be. You know, animals have paths. Birds have paths. One of the wildest things ever to, follow, particularly migratory birds, ones that will travel thousands and thousands of miles on a seasonal basis. How do they know where to go? You know, what is it within their brain? How is it that this happens? It's one of these marvelous mysteries of God's creation. But the seas have paths. They have paths of current, no doubt. Okay, there's certain currents that flow through the seas. We think we understand those. We are able to observe them. We're able to delineate them. But I tell you, that which we've been taught about them and the interpretation of that is not exactly right. Okay, not exactly correct, I don't believe. But there's paths of the current. There's also paths of the earth, the ground underneath the sea. We can see that. Basically, the seas are just water on top of the earth, correct? And so in the same way that there's paths here on the earth, there's hills and there's valleys and things like that. You have the same thing in the seas. So God is allowing David to see when David considers creation, considers the heaven, and he's considering man. David is absolutely amazed that God has given dominion to all this creation, okay, of the beasts of the field, the earth, birds of the heavens, the sky, and everything that's in the sea, that man is given dominion of that. And remember how he started this all? He says, what is man that you take thought of him? And the son of man, that you care for him. So he ends the psalm in the same way that he began it. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. In other words, we have some understanding here, God. We have a degree of understanding about some of these things. But the more I understand, folks, the more I learn, the more I discern, the more enlightenment and illumination and insight that God gives, the more I realize I don't know. Are you there with me? The more we see of the wonder and the glory of God and His majesty that is encompassed in His name, the more we know, the more amazed we are, and the more we realize that we do not know. And that's actually something to rejoice in. So anyway, thank you for your time. I'm Dale. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.